Good luck. There are some sheets in the back if those want to follow. Unfortunately, the person printed up the sheets. Probably the computer got messed up in the middle, so some of the later sources are not there, but we'll have the swarm here. We'll be able to go through it. Parashas told us that we learned this morning the very last pasuk, which is printed here in source number one, Bereishis Parak Chaf Ches Pasuk Tes. It tells us that Esav got married. It says, "Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, vayikach es mochalas bas Yishmael ben Avraham achos nevayos al noshav lo lishor." Esav went to the family of Yishmael, and he married the girl named Mochalas, the daughter of Yishmael, the son of Avraham, right? Achos nevayos, she was the sister of Nevayos. Nevayos was one of Yishmael's sons. Al noshav, in addition to his previous wives, lo lishor took her as a wife. That's what it says. So Esav married this girl. The last pasuk of the parashas told us Elaine this morning. So the question is, a little bit later in the Chumash, in Parshas Vayishlach at the end, we have it in source 2, in Bereishis Perek Lamed Vav, so there, the Torah gives the whole lineage of the family of Esav, who married whom, who the children were, right? Ela told us Esav who Edom, etc. So it says there that Esav took his wives from, you know, initially from those Canaan, but then she married from Yishmael's family. And there it says, the key pasuk verse is pasuk Gimel, that's Bosmas bas Yishmael achos Nevayos. The girl that she married was named Bosmas, the daughter of Yishmael, the sister of Nevayos. So Rashi comments, Chazal note this, there in Pasuk Gimel, of Perek Lamed Vav, source number 3, Rashi comments, Bosmas Bas Yishmael, what do you mean? Lahalan Korilah Mochalas. In our Pasuk, she's identified as Mochalas. So what was her name? Her name was Mochalas, her name was Bosmas. In our Sefer, she's called Mochalas Bas Yishmael, and later on, she's called Bosmas Bas Yishmael. There's no evidence of two different sisters that he, two daughters of Yishmael that he married. So what's going on? So Rashi writes, Motsino, Ba'agodas, Medrash Sefer Shmuel, Perek Yizayin, Shlo, there are three people whose sins are forgiven. Ger Shemisgayas, a Christian converts. The Ha'ola Ligdula, somebody who gets appointed to a position of the stature. The Hanose Isha, and someone who gets married. Someone who gets married, the sins are forgiven. The Lomar Hatam Mikan, for the third thing, Nose Isha, the reason is here. Lechach Nikras Mochalas Shenimchulu Avonoseha. Says Rashi, according to this version of the text, which we'll get back to in a second. In other words, Rashi's telling us that this girl's name actually was Bosmas, as it says at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, when it goes, the Torah goes through the lineage of the family of Esav. Her name was Bosmas, but she got the nickname at the time of the wedding, and as said, Parshas told us, Mochalas, we lost her Mechila, it's the same word, so she was called Mochalas to hint at the fact that when a person gets married, the sins are forgiven. There's a sense of Mechilas Avonos. The Maharal Prague in the Gur Aryeh on this pasuk in the end of Toldos, he quotes. In the pasuk in Vayishlach, not here in Toldos, but in the pasuk in Vayishlach, began Perek Lamed Vav, Bereishis Pasuk Gimel. So Gur Aryeh, that's where Rashi makes the comment. Shlosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mochalen, Batam the Chol Elu Berech Hadoshahim. Every one of these people who are mentioned is like a new being at that time. When we came on the Einam Berech Rishona, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mochalen, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives the sins because not the same person as it was before. It's like a brand new person. The Elu Shlosha Hem Chulakim, the three different things. Hanose Isha Kodim Zahar Plag Guf. Before a person's married, he's incomplete as a person. Ukshenosu group shalim then becomes like a full person, a complete person, and therefore is like a brand new person. The nasiya ola legdula, a prince who comes to a status of gedula, called them haya adam achar adam echad atan echshar kumah kol. Before he was a private person, now he's responsible for the whole community. Right? Sometimes the leader of the community has to make decisions that go way beyond what's in his best interest or what he what he may want, and so on. He's got to represent the whole call. But we also know Adam Prati is much more than just a private person. Same thing with Gersh and his Geyer, Adam Achalagamay. A person who becomes a convert is like a brand new person. Like Chazal have the expression Gersh and his Geyer, Kakot and Shanola Dami. Like born anew. So therefore, all these people, they have three different, all three of these people have a different status, a Gersh and his Geyer, a Ola Legdula, and this person who gets married. So Lefichach Nimchalu Banos. So therefore, gets forgiven. Kinasi also shall be there. Ki isha knows the isha kol echad nikra mitchila chatzi adam. Ki zochav lo nekeva pla gufa. A person without a wife is not a full person in a certain sense. But come on, Yevamos has like that. Anyways, this is the Maral there, it's not on the sheets. Maral is explaining that. Rashi, explaining the Pasuk. And I said to you that says that even though the daughter's name, the daughter of Yishmael, as we see in Vayishach, is called Basmas, she's called Machalas. And our parsha, Miloshim, Mechilas Avonos. And the Maral, he's practicing Tomer, Lamalo, Kasalacha, Machalas, Bishani Suim. Well, why Dafka here? I mean, there are other people who's described in the Torah as having gotten married. None of them else are identified with a particular nickname that hints at Mechilas Avonos except for here. So what's that about? He says, you got to say there was another name. It wasn't Stam that suddenly she's called Machalas just because of Mechilas Avonos. Because of Chorus on Etzun Esuim Machalas, Lomar Kinochal on Sari Den Esuim, with all Kar B'Sheimach Echad Dor Shukach. And Maral says it probably was her name also. She had two names. A lot of people have two names. You know, a lot of people today have two names. My name is Menachem Mendel. So she had a name, Machlas Basmas, but they call her Machlas here to hint at Mechilas Avonos. Fine, that's the explanation of the Maharal and the Dvar Arya. Now there's a Yerushalmi, actually says this, Rashi quotes it in as it's saw in source 3, Rashi quotes it from Agadas Medrash Sefer Shmuel, but it actually appears in Yerushalmi, again it's not on the sheet, but I'll read it inside. The Yerushalmi is in Maseches Bikurim, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, it's Daf Yud Aleph Mebeis in the Vilna pagination. The Gemara tells the story, Reb Zeira, in Yerushalmi Reb Zeira is spelled Zion Ayin Reish Aleph. Zayin Ayin Yud Reish Aleph. In the Bible, there's no Ayin, but the yes, Zeira, yes, it's the same person as Reb Zeira in the Bible. And Reb Zeira, Havan Bayim Mamnise. They wanted to appoint him to a position of leadership. They wanted to appoint Reb Zeira to a position of leadership. The low boy Mekabel Elavei. They did not accept it. We'll see exactly what the position was, but they wanted to give him this position of leadership, and he didn't want to accept the position. The low boy in the Kabbalah, Katshama, Hahein, Tanya, Tani Chacham, Chosi, Nasi, Gedula Mechaperes, Kabbalah, and he says that once he heard this mimer, that a person who becomes a chacham, a person comes to a position of gedula, a chasan, a nasi, and so on, gets kapara savona, so then he was willing to accept it. He thought it was a good thing. At first he wanted to avoid it, then he wanted to, and then he realized it was a positive thing. This is what Rabbi Moshe explains what happened here. They wanted to appoint him as a zokeh, in other words, as one of the rabbonim, to give him smicha. The lo rotz al kabel itnei am besanuso. He didn't want to accept it because of his humility. Okay, well, sheshama, high brice, and tani chacham, etc. Kibo al asher minuyu. But then he accepted it. And the Gemara there goes on. How do we know? Actually relates to this, we mentioned this Yerushalmi last week in connection with honoring an elder. We spoke about it a little bit. So there the Yerushalmi goes on and says, Chacham ibn Seva, talk about the Pnei Zokin, Maksivas v'chir aguritchem ger. They have juxtaposed two psukim about honoring an elder, a Chacham, and about a ger converting. So the Gemara says, Maha ger mochlin al kolavonosov, just like a ger has all the sins forgiven. So av Chacham shismana mochlin al kolavonosov. Fine. Chosan, how do we know that a Chosan has the sins forgiven? So lo and behold, the Yerushalmi then Bikurim quote the pasuk and our seder back in source 1. Vayelech Esav al Yishmael vayikach es mochlas bas Yishmael v'chi mochlas shmo v'halo Basmas shmo, right? The Rashi quotes, right? Wasn't her name Basmas? Ela shenimchel v'kolo v'nosav. And how do we know a nasi? Because it says ben shana shol b'molcho. The chi ben shol was 1 year old when he ruled. So the Gemara says the chi ben shana, hey, he ruled, became a king when he was 1 year old. No, ela sheninchul kolavanoso ketinah ben shana. So the Gemara Rishami brings all these proofs that these individuals, a nasi, a chacham, also mentioned a ger, and if someone gets married has all his sins forgiven. So again, I'm not sure why Rashi in the Sedra Vayishlach in source 3, why Rashi quoted this Medrash Agadah Shmuel as opposed to Yerushalmi, but it could be they're different, you know, not everyone had always access to the whole Yerushalmi, but, you know, so anyway, this the story appears in, I just read it, this Yerushalmi in Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Daf Yudalef and Beis in the Vilna editions. Just regarding Reb Zeira, I do have on the page, there is a parallel Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Bava, that's source number 4, Reb Zeira havi mitmar lemismichei. Okay, Reb Zeira ran away, he tried to hide from getting smicha. But the parallel, the Gemara doesn't, see the Bava doesn't go through the whole story, but I'm just showing you the parallel. Reb Zeira tried to hide from getting smicha. Damar v'loza lo'olam havi kabel v'kayim. Look in Rashi, so it says, have a kabel, eifel, stay in the dark, stay quiet, stay private. Okay? V'kayim v'tichye, k'omar harchek min harabonus. That's what Rashi says. They stay away from the rabbonus. Now, it's not a job for a nice Jewish boy. Shemekaveres es be'aleha. buries its, early death, right? So, okay, Baruch Hashem, I have wonderful Balabad, I'm not complaining. But some people don't, some people have Tzaras, so, and the Rabbanus, he stayed away from it. Back to the Gemara, but came on the Shema, to Hada Amr Abelazah, in Adam Ola Dula Elen, came Mochlin Okolov, and also Amtira Nafshe. Once the Zera heard that you get, you know, there's a bonus here in the package, not only get a contract, you get Mechilas Abonus. You tell the president and the board of directors, you tell the rabbi, look, here's the salary, but you know, in addition to that, you get Mechilas Abonus, so sign right over here. I mean, we'll take, that's the question. We'll come back to that point, actually, maybe at the very end. But anyway, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I just showed it to you as a means of showing that Babli also has a story out with Abzir, although it doesn't go into the whole thing. All right, now it's interesting because, you know, the way Rashi, and there are different versions, actually, the text in Rashi, it sounds like it says a man gets married, so his sins are forgiven. But yet the Raya was from her. The proof was from her, right? The proof was from her name got changed or was referred to as Machalas instead of Basma. Who gets the Mechilas Avonos? The Chos, the Mekal, or both? Yeah, so usually it says Mechilas, you know, Nimchal Avonosov. That's the Lashon of Rashi, although it's interesting, the way we have printed on this sheet, whatever the Rashi is in the computer, it's Nimchal Avonoseha, but both in the Yerushalmi and in other sources, it's Nimchal Avonosov. So there's a sefer called the Sefer Tashbeit that I have here, it's not on the sheet, of Rabbi Shimshon Reb Tzadok, who's a Talmud of Ram Gutenberg. So in the Tashbeit, Simon Tov Samechei, he writes, Ubemedrash, he quotes this Medrash, Yesh Gimel Mochlin Hem Avanoseyem, Melech Nosi and Chosun, Melech as the Ben Shana Shol B'Malcho, like we said before, Nosi and that with the connection to the gear, and Chosun, this Chosun, the Sima Yelech Esav al Yishmo, the emphasis on a Chosun, doesn't say the Kala, but he says, Sima Yelech Esav al Yishmo, Baikach, as Mocho, Suchi Mocho, Shmo, Balo, Bosno, Shmo, Shmo, Bosno, Shmo, Elamelan, Shinim, Chululah, Avonoseha. The Tashbeit says it's her. So the question is, Mistama, it's both. You know, maybe because her sins are forgiven, therefore they're both forgiven. You know, it's certainly possible. And the Medrash, this appears as well in the Medrash, which is also, it is on the sheet, the source number 6, the Medrash in Brachos Rabbah, Parshas Tamach Zayin Simon Yud Gimel. So there it says, Bayar Esav Kiroz Benos Chanov Eilech Esav Shmuel Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Omar No Son Daito Lis Gair. At that point he considered becoming a Ger, Bal Tshuva or something. Mochalas Shem Mochal Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kol Avo No Sol. The Lashon in the Medrash was that he was forgiven the sins, you know, and the, what's that? Getting married. Well, I don't know. Well, apparently they got married. The two go together somehow. The Eitz Yosef comments on that medrash. One of the comments in the medrash: Dikanu Amar Machas Bas Yisrael. Well, the Halam the Sefer Yishak by Yisrael. Halam the Sefer Yishak Bosmas Bas Yisrael. Chayin Amar Shalos Bosa Perek Nosan Daitel Is Gayer. Klomer Lasos Tshuva. Let us keep that point in mind that there was some element of tshuva. We'll come back to something very interesting, from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. When the Shem Lefichach Nikreis Machlas Shemachalo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kolam Nosan. Her name got changed. Therefore, I mean his. Her name got changed Mochas because his sins were forgiven. It's a little interesting. Okay? I know he mentioned, like the Maharal says, that was also her name. But in any event, the question is whose veras are forgiven? The stomach is both of them. The stomach is both of them. The Gemara has in the next source, the Gemara in Yevamos. This is a regular Gemara. Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, source number 7. Omar of Chama Bar Chanina, Kevon Shenosa Adam Isha, Avonos of Nispakikin Shenemar, Motze Isha Motztova Yafek Rotzon Hashem. That passage is usually printed at the beginning of the Tanoim. Those who pay attention when they make Tanoim, that's one of the psukim at the beginning of Motze Isha Motztova Yafek Rotzon Hashem. So the Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Gimel and Beis, Darshan, that passage, that Kevon Shenosa Adam Isha, Avonos of Mispakikin, Rashi explains there, you were asking the spaki, mistamin. Washam Yafik came up, pokekin, and I come stopped up. Okay, your averas are stopped up. So the concept of averas being somehow forgiven for a chosen appears in the Babli as well. The Babli doesn't connect it to this story with Machlas. We put everything together. There is this sense of Mechilas Avonos. And therefore, in the Chuvas of the Maram Mintz, that I have with me here, it's not on the sheet, it's the Shalos Chuvas Maram Mintz, Simon Kuftes, he has a large discussion of many minhagim that relate to chasanas, and people get married and so on. Dinner with Ksuba and all kinds of things. So he writes as follows. This is again in Matshuvas Maram Minstam and Kuftes, not on the sheet. The Nagu HaChosin VeHakala His Anos BeYom HaNisuin. There's a minute that the Chosin HaKala fast on the day of the wedding at Achar HaBrochen, until after the, you know, the Shevah Brochus and so on. Yesh omrim hatam hu yom slicha. Some say that the reason is because the wedding day is a day of slicha. Diyadua shenim chalavanoseim. As it's known, their avonoseim, by the way, in the plural, their avonos are forgiven. The Yom Kippur did who? It's like their Yom Kippur, right? It's like a private Yom Kippur. The day of Chosan and Kala got married. Their sins are forgiven. He mentioned both Chosan and the Kala. Therefore, the minig is to fast, like a private Yom Kippur. Kididarshina hadisi vayikachas mochlas. And again, he brings in the Pasuk Marasetah, the Eish, therefore, that's the one reason. The Eish Shom, a different reason, Atam, Shachich, Nisano, is a totally different reason, more practical reason in a way. Shemi Yishtakru, Veloy Adaitim, Mishavas, and Abishasta Kiddushin. They eat all day, so, you know, and imagine by the Chosin's Tish, so the Chosin has a Lachaim with everybody, so by the time he gets to the Chuppah, he's a little bit tipsy, he doesn't realize what he's saying, what he's doing, there's a problem with the Das, or the Kalam, the same thing. So that's another reason they quote. Okay, and then he writes, "If he high time Misha Macy beat our Tanish and Yochel a Kabbal Kedusha Elavia, a Kabbal Kedusha, Ostar Havlis on us." The father, not relevant today, but the father marrying off his young daughter, then he better not eat anything that day. He's going to be a little bit tipsy at the time. Okay, but anyway, those are the reasons. Then they quote another reason the Rokeach has, in Sinashin and Gimel, not our topic, has another reason why to fast on the day of the wedding, just like you fast, you don't eat anything before performing any mitzvah. Like, for example, lulav you don't eat before lulav, you don't eat before davening, b'dikas chametz, once the time arrives, you don't eat before b'dikas chametz. So here, they're doing a mitzvah that they don't eat before. But anyway, for our purposes, the major reason here is this, or the reason we're looking into is because there's a private mechilas avonos. That's the amount of mitzvah. Yeah. So the Yerushalmi had the other people get their sins forgiven is it says a chacham or a nasi because zaken a tam chacham. The Gemara has a juxtaposition like a smichas aparish it says v'adarta pnei zaken and the next pasuk says the chiyagurit chager. The two pesukim are juxtaposed. Therefore, just like a ger is ger, gershin is gar, kachanol, a brand new person is also brand new. That's the connection. Okay, but that's the Mara Mins and that the minute to fast is found in the Shulchan Aruch printed in source number 9. Evan Ezer Simon Samet Aleph Siv. Ramo writes, Nagu Shachosim Akalam is Anin Biyom Chupasim. So he brings in that the Chos and the Kala both fast on the day of the wedding. The Bir Hagra again brings the Yerushalmi Bikurim. That's the Mokar. Can you get the Ebenezer Shulchan Aruch? It's in the bottom, round left somewhere. Yeah, so that's the Bir Hagra cites this Yerushalmi, the Bikurim Chacham Chosin Hasan Milchon Gal Kol Hashem Chosin Shira Yikachas Machlas. Thank you. So that appears, as I say, in the Shulchan Aruch in the regular Pshak of the Ramah, and that's the minute on the day of the conversion. Yeah, although Tilly converts, he's not really Jewish. That's like a question of the Brach. I don't know. I'm not sure there is such a custom. Right. Anyway, good. So this is what brought down by the Ramo, and that's the Bir Hagra, as we mentioned, in Sivkot and Vav. The Ber Hetev in Sivkot and Hay quotes, Yesh b'zeh beis tamim ha'echav mishum du yom slicha didhu, v'nimcha l'avonoseim, and l'fizeh roi l'hashem ha'tainis. So that means you fast all day. Maybe even beyond the wedding. That's although the other reason, because Shem Yishtaku, then you don't have to finish the fast. Then he discusses, I'm not going to go into this now, but certain days you can't fast if you get married on Rosh Chodesh and on Hanukkah, that's a different story. But basically, that's the meaning, and I think it's a pretty widespread meaning, at least among Ashkenazim, as we'll see. The Elia Rabba, in a different Siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Kuf, Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, which talks about fast, Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel in Sifkotan Beis, the Elia Rabba writes with the Chassam of the practice of fast, and he writes the Chen HaKalas. It's not just the Chassam, it's the Kala also. Even though the like the Rambam right, they're both fast. Mitnei should also Yom Mochlin Kol Avonoseim Yom Kippur did who? It's like there Yom Kippur and so on. Okay, and then he adds V'nir Eli. This is the Elia Rabba. Dafilu Almon Valmona. Even if it's not the first marriage, let's say the widow and the widower, whatever, get married, not their first marriage. Dafilu Almon Valmona Misanim Afutam Rishon. Okay, and how do we know that they fast? Because what was, says Elia Rabba, was the whole mocker? The whole mocker was from Ace of marrying mockers. It wasn't his first marriage. He had previous wives. Right? The other one said he married the Benos Kani, Benos Eis. So therefore, says the Elie Rabba, V'had the Nidrash Med Yishar, V'chosu V'elech, Esav Ikach Asmach, Ashenuch HaMosem, V'chsiv Alma Shav Lo Le'isha. The Pasuk is in addition to his other wives. The very, that's the last words of this morning's lady. Alma Shav. In addition to his other wives. It says the Elie Rabba, you see that this is not necessarily limited to a bride and a groom or getting married at the, for the very first time. Just back in the Yishulchan Aruch, I mentioned the Pisvei Shuva. There is the problem with the computers and not everything is on the sheets, but we'll read it from inside. The Pisvei Tshuva, my thing, Sim, in Samach Aleph of Eben Ezer, in Sivkot and Tess. Again, he quotes the two reasons. He says, he discusses that, if the chuppah is very late, and it's going to be difficult for them to fast, what happens in such a case? He said you only have to fast till fast, but if you're getting married, it's late at night. It's a long fast. One thing, you get married at 1 o'clock, you fast. But let's say sometimes your wedding at 7 or 8, and it gets delayed, it's late. I'm sure we've all been, I know I've been to more than one chasana, where either the chasan or the kala or both didn't feel well after fasting the whole day, and the first thing, and if,
Or
fainted. What?
Or fainted.
Or the first thing you drink is wine. It's not necessarily the best thing to break your fast on. They drink the wine. Everybody's, makeup and constitution is different. So, he mentions that there are certain reasons for leniency. They say that, we know that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was always nervous about fasting in general. He was nervous, very nervous about health issues altogether. So he didn't fast even on, leaving out Yom Kippur, of course, fasting Yom Kippur. But the other Taimios, he considered himself a Chol Shein Bo Sakana. The story is that Right. So the story is that he declared that his children and grandchildren also all Chol Shein Bo Sakana. And so they would eat a little bit of something, So they say that the joke is. That somebody once, I don't know if this is a true story, the joke is someone saw the Belvo Soloveitchik and he was running somewhere toward the end of the Tinus. So they said, where are you running? He goes, I forgot it's the Tinus, I gotta go eat something. Because he didn't want to fulfill the Tzavo of his father. The story with the Rav is that the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to send his son of the Rav Yashavir, the Rav, a letter before the Tinus. Remember our father's Tzavo, he's not allowed to eat. So the Rav, after a while, caught on. So he didn't open the mail until after the fast. He was fasting, not open out of it. The Rav used to fast on other week, he fasted on yard sites and so on. But Rav Chaim, anyway, so the story is that when Rav Chaim's son of Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, married Pesha Feinstein, right? The rebellious Feinstein prisoner from Pajan. His daughter was related to cousins of Moshe Feinstein. So, he's married to Soloveitchik. So, Reb Chaim said to her, I don't think you should fast, and so on and so forth. And she supposedly said, my father's also a rabbi. He told me that I should fast. So, I don't know. But that's what Pisvei Tshuva talks about here in Sivkot and Tess. There are reasons not to, and, again, you shouldn't be machmer. And it comes out to the Pisvei Tshuva that if you get married, 9 o'clock at night, sometimes a chassidish wedding where the chup is not to who knows what time, this fast is more chomer than all the other fasts.
If you're fasting
now
the day before.
Yeah, so that's a different question, right?
The two reasons might
play a role in that, yeah.
Right,
correct. Alright, anyway, but this is the minute that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I think it's printed on the page. Yeah, the Birka Yosef from the Chidor mentions that already, that this was not a practice that caught on necessarily in all Sfardic countries. The Chidor is a Sfardi. So you look in the Birka Yosef in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Ayin, Sivkot and Beis, which is printed on the page. So he quotes, he's talking about fasting. He says, there he mentions that the beginning, Mashenogu Lissanus Biom Chasunoso Knisoso Lechupa Atam Shalay Yishtaker, that reason he gives. Then in the second paragraph is printed here, it says, Reliya Hedyut Nira, Deme'achar Debnei Ashkenaz Upolin, the minig in Bnei Ashkenaz in Poland is Rivos Alpha Yisrael, thousands of Jews. Noagim Lisanos Biomachasana. The Kama Ayaros Mishar Glilos Rati Abasuad Minigzeh. And some communities and other places also have accepted this minig. He says, in Yirtzela Hachmir Les Anos Rashoi, the Tovel of Brotha. If you want to be Machmir, it's okay. The Chidor says this is a certain Chumrah. It's not Mikra Din, it's not an absolute requirement. The Chidor says, if you want to be Machmir about it, it's acceptable to be Machmir because of Korah. On the next page, we're not going to read the whole thing, but Ravadi Yosef has a tshuva about this, and the whole thing got printed here, but this is in Yabia Omer, and the tshuva is Yabia Omer, in Chela Gimel, Eben Ezra Simon Tess, in Os Beis, he quotes the Maramin, some of the Makoros that we had, the Chos and the Kala, And he quoted again some of the Makaris I mentioned. He discusses in the first instance, in Os Beit, he discusses that who's included in the Mechila, is it both? In the middle he says, Al Koponim Nira, Sheshneim Bechlala Mechila, they both get Mechila, not just the Chosin and the Kalav. Anyway, I mean, we don't have time to read the whole thing, it's not necessary, but he does mention that some, even with a minigus for the Chosin to fast, but the Kalav doesn't fast, I don't know, it's because he's weaker or whatever, but that's the what he talks about here. And in Os Hay, that's what we'll look at inside. Again, if you want to look over those days, he discusses what it's mentioned, the Chos and the Kala, different Nuschos that I alluded to earlier. But look in Hay, I'd like to examine whether this minig spread to the Arts of Samizrach, you know, the east of the Sfardi lands, right, the Jews of the Orient, the Sfardim. Or east of the Knesset Agdola, Shekosov, Sheir Kushtandina, that's Constantinople, Humokum Shinogu, Shaloli Sanos Biyom HaNisuin. There's no such minig in those Constantinople that they would not fast on the day of Nisuin. Umari Ayesh Beshut Beis Yehudi quotes Nisho B'din Chosan and so on. He says, Eino Rishoy L'Sanos. On the contrary, Gabi Didei Yontefu, the day of your marriage is a Yontef, a fast, it's a Yontef for you. The Docha, other things and so on. He says, Masha Chosan HaRamo, that which your Ramo write, Shamina Chachosan is Amino Chosan, Kadei Shim Chalav Rosan, Ein Lismo Chalzeh, the Lo Nogo Om Vekat. So this is why the Postik said, it's not our Minig, Kadei Ramo, good, that was his Minig, but it's not our minig, you don't have to rely on that, we don't follow that, okay, and we don't do it. And then he mentions the chidah that we just alluded to, and apparently he says Eretz Mitzrayim, they get married in the morning, and he says kakosav azeh chidah kvar shamanu reina beretz hatzid, that's Eretz Yisrael, b'kama arayu shabachum nosim minuchav einam esanim, and our communities that get married in the afternoon, they don't fast until the afternoon, and therefore sof kol sof, again he quotes many, including Swam, that most of us never heard of, that's the Darko. So he says that, right, you don't have to check up on him though. At the end he writes, again, inside the countries it wasn't necessarily so accepted, as it was in Ashkenazi, so people should follow whatever their particular minig is. The Ben Ish Chai, another great Sfardi posek from Baghdad, the Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer and Parsha Shonam Yishonah Shoftim Osir Gimel, he writes, Noagin Shachosim Mis'ane Yom Shenifas Bola Chupa. He does, in Bavel, in Iraq, he said that, it's a Sfardi country, but apparently Ben Ish Chai, it was such a minig, okay, Kianosi Isha Nichol Osov, and so on, but Tzorach Shiyeh Im Zez Chus HaTainis. That's why it fits. It's not a magic thing. Oh, if you get married, your sins are forgiven. There has to be some you do also, so that's what the fast is. And he says, oh, Kadesh Aydeh, Tainis Yela Shivron Lev, Le Kabbalah Tzuvah Yosef. It'll make you do Tzuvah better. Upo Irenu, here in our city in Baghdad, he's talking about Rabin Nogin Bekath. Many people do have that minig. But he writes, Zadavka Chas Choson Abalakalas Lo Nogin Bekath. Balon is down in Shum Kalam is on a Kodama Kupa Klaal. So in Baghdad, apparently the custom was that the Choson fasted, but not the Kala. Okay, different in Hagen. So much about fasting on the day of the Chuppah. But certainly that's one Indian that we have, that there's an Indian to fast on the day of the Chuppah, all traced back to this idea, that, or at least one reason for this idea, is that there's a Mechilas Avonus that takes place in association with getting married. There is another minig that we have that also relates to Mechilas Avonos. We have on the sheet, this is just before the computer ran out, it's on the sheet. It's the Sefer called Orchos Chaim with Aaron Akon of Lunil. In the Orchos Chaim, in Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kiddush and Oschof Aleph, discussing matters related to weddings, he writes, the getting the chosen ready for the procession. The Noalin Lo Min Olin Levonim. You put white, they have white shoes. The chosen would wear white shoes. Ume'atfin Osam the Talis Levona. They would put a white talis. I don't think you necessarily mean talis like we have a talis. It's not a white garment. But you wear a white garment. Okay. The Talis Levona. Kidei Lekayim Bo Bechol Eis Yubodech Levonim. On the basis of that Pasuk in Koheles, that is the Koheles Parak Test Pasuk Test, that the person should wear white garments at all times or at certain times. I have on the sheets in source number 13, huh? But they were white. Everyone was white, right. Which is still in some. Somebody told me that in Eretz Yisrael today, that the, by a certain size, you know, they wear regular whole white suit. So of course we wear the kittel, and that, you know, that's the idea. Well, not all, we have many Ashkenazim wear the kittel. And the Sefer Kolbo, which I have printed here in source number 13, is a Siman Ayin Hey. He also writes Uminalim Ma'elu Uminalim Levonim Umaatan also Batalas Levonim Kedele Kaim Echol Eis Yivre Gadecha Levonim. So that practice appears. It also appears in Sephardic countries in the next source, the Tshuvas of the Radvaz. It's Chelik Beis, it's in a Tof Reish Tzadi Gimel. Huh? I don't know. We'll have to see. We haven't really explored that, right? Correct. You know, it doesn't say. Now, the Radvaz, but certainly, apparently, that was the minute. These are early, you know, the Orchis Chaim, you know, late Rishonim, Kolbo, apparently, was already a minute, but they wore white clothing. And the Radvaz, an early Akron, is Shusasos Radvaz Chelik Beis, in the Tof Reish Tzadi Gimel. It says, Umina Kodum B'Mitzrayim. There's an old minute. The Radvaz is writing in the 1500s. So you read it, it was an old minig. You write in the 1500s, it already calls it an old minig. An old minig in Mitzrayim, Shabizman ha-chuppah lovshim lovam. At the time of the chuppah, you wear white, and he says at the end, it's mishum shenemar v'gilu b'ra'adah. You rejoice, but with a certain trembling, with a certain, you know, a certain seriousness, a certain awe. Now, the Matei Moshe, okay, which is not on the sheets, no more on the sheets, I apologize, again, the computer didn't go through it, but Matei Moshe was a Talmud of the Maharshal, so again, we're talking about early Achronim, so the Matei Moshe in a section about Milas Chasadim, Chelik Gimel, Achnosis Kala Oz Beis, he writes, just a second, yeah, Umis Atfin, and then he writes, So the Matei Moshe, the first of the Isla, actually mentions the kippel, right? He says, that's why a chosin wears a kippel. The Linira, and he says, but to me, they quote that pasuk, you know, b'chol eisu b'gadecha v'anim, and Dr. Schiffel's question is, what's that got to do with the wedding? It's all unclear. So the Matei Moshe says, the Linira, tam l'minik zed, the reason the minik to wear kippel, is al derech the isa b'medrash, our medrash, we talked about before, shlosha mochon olosan melech nasi v'chosin, all trace itself back to that same medrash of Yerushalmi and Bikurim, quoted melech disu ben shana shal b'malchu, and so on. So there we have the he has another reason that's the time for forgiveness of sins. So therefore, according to he doesn't say it, although that is certainly our meaning, is me'achar shenimchu limchlu avanoseihem lachein hu lovish kittel laharos haslicha al derech. What does kittel and has to do with mechilas avonos al derech? The pasuk in Yishayim yuchatoichem kashanim kashel yalbinu. Yishayim says, and we it's in the slichas all the time, right? If your sins will be red, crimson, they'll be whitened. And then we remember that in the Beis Hamikdash they had that white, that red thread which turned white, so something becoming white is symbolic of mechilas avonos. So mitam zeh noagim gam kein she is ana achos in yom shalifnei chupaso. Yom Shalifnei Chupasa is lost in this. Yom Kippur Shalom. So, the Matei Moshe links the two practices, the practice of fasting on a day that Chasam was talking about before, and the practice of wearing white garments. The Akiv Emden has a somewhat, perhaps more morose, yeah. He doesn't say it, but it would appear that way, yeah. It would appear that way. I don't know if that's something. Yeah, that was the who did he say before? I think the Yali Rabba mentions that, because it says the whole mucker is from Esau was a second marriage. I mean, so, but yeah, I'm not sure if that's something. I'm not sure. Okay. Truth is, the second marriage I've been to, I don't usually see it. So it's an interesting horror. The Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, Beis Yaakov, in the section Dine Birchas Seir and Yisuin, right before the brachas, he prints. Hashushrinin malbishin achos on a kippel. The, what do you call him, I guess, the attendant, or the best man, whatever, the attendant of the chosin dressed him in a kittel. He has a different reason. He says, Lizkor yom hamiso, to remind him of the day of death, because when you're buried in white shrouds too. Now, I don't want to know why you necessarily want to bring that up at a wedding. You know, I mean, you can talk about that. Why should you think about that? You know, it's like, it's like a joke of, you know, let's say there's a funeral procession, a wedding procession, and they come to an intersection, you know, who gets to go first? The answer is the wedding procession, because they're bearing two people. But anyway, But he says, Lisko Yom HaMisa, we'll get to a serious point in a second, but that's what he mentions. That's why we wear the kittel. So that relates, interestingly, to a Gemara in Brachas on the Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Brachas there says, Amr Le Rabbanu Le Rav Hamnuna, I don't have it in front again, I apologize, not on the sheets, but the Gemara there says that they asked Rav Hamnuna, to say something at a chatana. So what did he say at the chatana? Brachas Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. He said, Vaylon de Misnin, Vaylon de Misnin. All right, we're all going to die. Oh, there's the guy to invite to give you a drasha shem brachas. Right, great. You know, we're all going to die. What, you know, give me more brachas. The second one. Yeah. So, is it there, brachas? Oh, it's not there. Okay. All right. No. Okay, it doesn't matter. The small one doesn't not help. No, I need the Maris Chai. So it's a Gemara Brachas. It doesn't matter. It's a Gemara Brachas Lamed Aleph. So what's going on? Why would he say while on the Misnin? You know, that's not exactly such a cheerful thing to mention. So the Maris Chai is in the back of that the Gemara. His Hagos and Chidush, Maris Chai says while on the Misnin. If I remember correctly, he says something to the effect of that the whole idea. I mean, it's not to be depressing. But it's to explain the significance of marriage. Like, he doesn't say this, but Lahavdil, you know, when you have adjusted the peace, he says, you know, till death do us part, right? I mean, that's the lotion, right? You say, you promise to, whatever exactly you say, keep in sickness, health, whatever they say, till death do us part. In other words, marriage is permanent. But more than that, he says, the whole idea, you know, one of the ideas of getting married is to have children. Everybody lives forever. So we don't need to have children because there won't be 120 people, right? Everyone lives forever. And only because there's Nisa in the world. Okay, so that's what explains this violent demisting. But I bring it up only in connection perhaps with the Yaakov Emden. It's not Stam Lisko Yom HaMisa, but maybe that there is this the notion of the seriousness of, you know, of the marriage. The Mata Ephraim, which is an important sefer on the one relating to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and Sinan Tof Resh Tes Tof Resh Yud in Sif Yud Aleph, he talks about wearing a kittel in a kippur. And he says, Noagim Anoshim Lilbosh HaKittel Shu Lovan Benaki V'gam L'fishu Beged Mason. So on Yom Kippur you have both of these ideas also. We're a kittel. The minig I think on Rosh Hashanah is that only the Dalai Trila wear, whatever. On Yom Kippur everybody wears a kittel. Yeah. Huh? On Rosh Hashanah also, right. There's some who wear Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Yeah. But more among Rosh Hashanah I think is only on Yom Kippur they ever wear a kittel because that's the chasm, yeah. Side them also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. No, but he's saying as Yom Kippur by us. Yeah, they were Rosh Hashanah also. Yeah. So anyway, Idei Leva Adam Nichna VeNishbar. After that, the person is very serious. Again, you could say it's part of the seriousness. And he writes, V'nagu Beis HaNisuin. He brings in practice at the time of the wedding. Shosin Akipel Achosin Miyapin Osav Osin Ba'atar Shol Kesef Al Beis Hatzavet. And they put up a silver lining around. I've never seen that necessarily, but perhaps some people have it. And Levishi Oshos and Yarkadosh and so on. And some people wear it as well. He says the two nights of Pesach. Yeah, because I'll do that. But many Ashkenazim have seen him. I wear kippah the night of the Seder. Okay, different minhagim, but that are brought there. In the Sefer Tamim Minhagim, it's a collection of, again, as the name suggests, Tamim Minhagim. So Tamim Minhagim Makor Adim is the full name in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Zayin. He says Tam Shemal Bishon Achasim Begadon Levanim Bekippah Karam Achupa Mishum Mishum Dichsim Bchol Eisil Levadecha Levanim Sheyizkor Yom Hamisa V'lo Yirdof Acharei Tayvos Ha'olam Hazeh. Maybe it's supposed to temper the control, the desire, and so on. It's interesting that Gemara in Brachos and Nachlamin Alfin Beis is in the context of other stories about weddings where sometimes the party would get out of hand. And people, you know, one of the time, that same Gemara, it says one of the time in the middle of the party, it took an expensive vase and he smashed it to calm everybody down. Sometimes, you know, people are people, sometimes things go overboard. And so therefore, that's another reason, you know, you wear a kittel, it adds a little more solemnity to the occasion. I think that's what they're driving at here. Otam, me'achar shenim chalam ravasein, l'chein lovash ha'kittel, l'haras ha'slicha, al-derech n'yuchat rechem kashon kashel binu, fine, and those tof kuf nun ches, tam la'minik shashushvinim al-bishachos, mabusha, la'askir l'yom ha'misa, why does somebody else put the kittel on him? That's to remind the yom ha'misa, you know, because obviously when by misa, the tachrich going to put on you by somebody else. And there's also a more contemporary sefer called the kittel itself. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. But the tachrim. Tachrim, not 11. home.
That's
all right. Those over there, right.
Right,
no, I knew that. I didn't realize Tachin. I thought there were more white. Not necessarily white. Okay, Scott. But in a more contemporary sefer called Minhag Yisrael Torah. Okay, right, the linen white. Okay, good. But the kittel is a brighter white.
Yeah, kittel is
a real white.
He's white, but exactly. Most people have, maybe not most, many of them have
kittel on.
It's not
that big. On top of Tachin.
What?
On top of that. Yeah, right. So, I know, in addition to that.
I think the kittel is a separate issue.
I mean, they don't put the talus also on, they put the talus on the side. No, they put talus.
So they get wrapped in the talus.
Yes. Right.
The talus is
right, lined it. It's not wrapped in.
Talus,
kittel. And Tafrikum, right. Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. So that's the Negoyim. The Sefer Negoyim, we have by Sarah, so different, four different shades of white. There's snow white, and then there's egg white, and sheep, fleece white, and then I think marble
white.
What's that? No. Okay. Anyway, in the Sefer, Minhag Yisrael Torah, more contemporary Sefer, so he has done also a matter of things about the chosins and the kippel section. He goes through all these things, and he quotes also another thing, is that, you know, to show that the Nisun is a Shem Shamayim, not just for tither purposes. We get the gist. And finally, in terms of the Minhagim, so the Ma'arich, Michele Gimel, on page Kuf Lamed Aleph, he says, again, he quotes the different reasons we mentioned, but then he mentions that thing I said from Maritz Chayes, if you're on his daifi, or near B'derech Efshar, Dinei HaShalach, Kaddish Parshas Pinchas Meforesh, Delechach Omer Vailam Demisnin. Why did Rahunu say such a dejecting, depressing comment at their wedding? Vailam Demisnin, he says, Dilo Haya Adam Chayla Olam, Laya Tzarech Nisuin. Now, if people live all the time, wouldn't need Nisuin. Ach Machmas HaMetzudah, Shev Metzudah Prusel Chochai, Alkein Natzarech Nisuin, Kadesh Yekiyama Olam. Okay, you need the kiyum olam, and that's why it says the beginning of an Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph, Chayav Adam Lisa Yishik, they live for Zulimos, and so on. So therefore, a person should have that in mind, and that's perhaps what's reminded by the Kittel is Al-Hazkir Yom HaMis as well. An interesting question came up, and the Maran Shik, the Talmud of Kamsofer, in his Tribus, again, it's not on the sheets, I'm sorry, we're out of sheets, the sheets ran out because of the computer, but in Chelek Eben Ezer, Simon Peichet, he was asked, you know, what happens if, you know, they don't want to wear a kittel, that's the minig. And again, when I'm shik, like the Kamsofer's Rebbe, was in the time of the Reform, and people made fun of this minig, and other men hugging and so on. So he was asked that question, being in Lasher Lekiloso Nechako Stein, Kasa Orthodoxim, Hein Bifnei Atzman, and the other group, you know, called them Congressler, okay, Reform, so they are Orthodox. Wear the kittel, they don't wear the kittel, and so on. And they make fun of it, so he says, Im Omnam Shalom Ispashek Minagzeb Chol Yisrael, even though it's not everybody wears a kittel. Okay, somebody told me I need to check out that the Shach, didn't, you know, I thought there was more of a Siddush Minag. I don't know if that's a true story. Someone told me at a wedding, I have to find that out. But anyway, he says, Mikol Mokum, Hare B'Tshuas Maram Minstim Kuvtes, we quoted before, Hevim in Hagim Keo Tzibel Luzgar Misa Keom Chasin, Rom Chasin, Yom Atila Slicha, Retar Klasos Tshuva, and so on. So all these Min Hagim are certainly valid, and it's Altitos Torah Mecha, and he says, of course, these people don't want to wear the kippah, they don't believe in the Yom HaMisa as being significant anyway, they don't believe in Allah HaBa, and so on. And therefore, he says, Kevin the Eitzel Orthodox in Yeshvin Exer, Havale Keholach, Mimokum Shein Osam, Mokum Shosni, you have to follow the Minigam Mokum, and so on. So that's what he mentioned. I came across, we asked about a second wedding, so the Chubas of Shlomo Kluger, one of the fraction of Jews called Ha'elof L'cha Shlomo, in Simon Samech, he discussed a different issue that relates possibly to this, and that is regards to saying Tachanun, when you have a Chosin in Shul. Many people are very happy when a chosin arrives in shul, so there's no tachlin for a week, you know. Chosin could probably post it on Tinek Shul, you know, to go to the highest bidder, you know. I'll dive him by this minion, you know. Can support himself for a while. But anyway, so the question of, does that apply to a second wedding? Gets married. They don't have a whole week of Sheva Brachos. They have 3 days that have Simcha. So Rosh Hashanah Kluger in this tshuva also says, because it's learned from Mochas Bas Yishmael, even though he had other wives and so on, and therefore he says that the same thing, it's a simcha to the tzibur, so he feels it should apply even for a second wedding, at least for 3 days. I just want to wrap up with an interesting comment. First of all, just mention the Sechemed at the very end of he has a section called Nasifas Dinim Arechas Chosim Kala B'Chupa, and that's in the end of Siman Dalet, he writes, he discusses different reasons, but he mentions an interesting thing, and it leads to what I want to wrap up with. He says, you know, the lashon that we had in the Yerushalmi and the Medrash and Rashi quoted and relating to the Pasuk and our Seder name was Mochlas Abdul Mechilas Avomas. I showed you the Gemara in Yevomas. I forget which source that was. If you want to see it again, which source was that? The Gemara in Yevomas, the source 7, the 7 and 8. So there it says, you know, Avonos of Mispakakim. It's a different lashon. And Mechila and stopped up, you know, is there a difference? So the Sechemic quotes in the Sefer, there's a difference, okay, because Lashon Mechila it was a Lashon that your Avonos were completely forgiven. It's like Lashon Kapara. On the other hand, Omnam Gabechosim Atzinu B'Talmud Yidon, our Talmud, Yevomas, he quotes Mispakikin, okay, which is Mistomim, and he suggests that maybe there's a difference, okay, and the difference perhaps is the event of getting married accompanied by tshuva. Okay? In other words, does he do tshuva? It's not automatic. In other words, it can lead to mechila. His avonos are stopped up, so to speak. And what happens next? Right? And then the question, does tshuva? So then it's nimchalim. That's the Sechemetz Joshua from this Sefer that he's quoting. So basically the idea is that, you know, there's no such thing as, you know, as magic Mechilas Avonis. We don't believe in, you know, hocus pocus. Okay, I mean, and it's interesting, my colleague Rabbi Weinberger from the Young Israel pointed this out to me at a different time, but it's applicable here. In the Sefer of Halicha Shlomo, they published Psukim from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and the Ha'aruch on the bottom. So he has, with regards to Yom Kippur, this is in the Halicha Shlomo on Yom Kippur, Perek Dalet, in the Orchos Halach on the bottom, number 3, he says that certainly you have to do Vidur before Yom Kippur, that's the topic, that's what he's talking about there. And he mentions that even though Yom Kippur is not Mechapa without Tshuva. And he writes, Mizei Yeshlimat al kol hazmanim hayiduim kim sugolim lekaparos aronos. All times which are known to be, you know, suitable for Mechilas Avonos, Kechosim Biyom Chuposo, or Bechain Bishtakos, the Bris Mila, and you go to Bris Mila, you also get your sins forgiven. He says, Shabor HaDover, She'ezeh Elimat Tshuva. It's not automatic, it's only accompanied by Tshuva. And he writes, Upon Dorosh came to Suda's Bris Mila. They write this, the Grinch, I think, put this out. They're writing, the Shalom Zalman once said this at a Bris, you know, it's only if it's accompanied by Tshuva. And he says, Afo P should have saved B'nai Yisos, or Hayv B'Shem Medish. Shalachse, he quotes, even though it looks like without tshuva, so he says, no, it's only with tshuva, and it says there, v'nizvateachim agon atzarek v'chazke levenstein. V'chazke levenstein was the Mashiach in the Mir Yeshiva, disagreed, Mashiach upon the Shami, he disagreed, and he says, so what do you need it for? You do tshuva anytime you get it, what is it? However, he says, Abba Rabbeinu Amar, Shama Zaman said, Pramim Rabbis or Daito, it has to be Bar HaGavash, Eina Kavana Kepshuta, Lerakha, Asorat, Azuma, Asorat, I think. Makes it easier to do tshuva or something, but you definitely have to do tshuva. And then later on, it says as well, he says, he said the same thing with the Chosam, it's only to do tshuva. And a quote there that, we saw Fisher, another great, one of the great Gonim in Yerushalayim at that time, he says he doesn't agree with Shlomo Zalman on that because he said with Darius and Esav. The whole story started with Esav, and the Gemara says about Esav is you know, the Gemara Megillah says in Aleph and Aleph is who Esav, who Berisho Mechilas Avonos. He was a Rosh, and even there was Mechilas Avonos. So Shlomo Zalman answered no, and now we go back to the Medrash. I said we come back to look at the Medrash that I put in, where is it now, in source number 6. Rav Shimon Levi Omar Nosson Daito is Gayer. He had at least a year before the thought of tshuva. At least there was a Huri tshuva of Shlomo Zalman. There was something. Okay? Nosson Daito is Gayer. And that's what the Shlomo Zalman quoted. So he sticks to his guns and says, none of these segulas, these magic things work automatically without tshuva. The last thing I'll mention, you can do with it whatever you want. Yosef Engel in the Gemara Hashas, the Gemara Shabbos of Peites, the Gemara Shabbos Peites on Bay says, it's a concept we've all heard of, actually think about it in Parshas Chayisara. It says that a person is not punished to be in Dina Shamayim until the age of 20. Bez Din, you know, that's Bar Mitzvah 13, or Bas Mitzvah or Go, but Medina Shamayim, the Bez Shamayim extends until 20. The Gemara Shabbos Peites on Bay is a whole calculation that you figure it out, but comes in other places. That's why it says in the Chayisara that Sora was 100 years old, and 20 years old, and 70 years old, she was Kabas Chachov below Chayt. I mean, Bas Chachov below Chayt, the answer is Medina Shamayim, fine. So, Yosef Engel quotes from a certain Sefer, He says that it's not just any time. He says v'chein. I'll read it. V'chein chacham. He quotes to say v'chein chacham. He says chiddush the gershon is gayer. Ein gershon is gayer. He quotes ein anshel somin hashamay ad chof shana achar gerus. Just like a person, because why? Because gershon is gayer. Cotton shana dami. So just like everyone else takes 20 years, he's like a cotton to get to 20 years. It's astounding. And then he says, "V'chein chacham chasim v'nasi avdin lehu rav kamin shemaya shelo anishmat chaf shana miyom shenismano chacham v'nasi or v'nasa chasim." So you get 20 years after you get married. Now you could propose to him. Maybe a good idea to get married every 20 years. Then you always have to. You'll always, you have for 20 years of reprieve. I don't know. I'm not sure he comes to agree with it, but it's an interesting idea. You ask how long it lasts. Well, apparently, according to this anyway, it lasts for 20 years. So if you're married less than 20 years, you're still in good shape on some level, according to this shot. If not, I'm not saying he's advocating getting married once every 20 years, but at least it's an interesting thing to think about. Okay, we shall go to above. A different story. The Eliyahu Navi comes and he's Mofa with the Mofa. Another shiur. Okay, I'll go to above.